Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples with us today to remind us that now is the time to start planning for that summer garden.
And there's nothing like a fresh BLT sandwich on a hot summer's day. And it always tastes just a little bit better when made with homegrown tomatoes and fresh lettuce. And planting a vegetable garden in your backyard not only rewards you with delicious produce, it's a good way to get out and get a little exercise and soak in some of the vitamin D from the sun yourself.
What should we be looking for?
Well, summers in Texas can be unpredictable to say the least, so it's good to find vegetable varieties that do well in hot climates and don't require extensive watering. Before planting, there are some things you can do. Enrich your soil with needed nutrients. Install a drip irrigation system for optimum water usage. And plant in a block pattern instead of rows in order to help create shade. Most garden veggies can be planted after the last frost. We have 8 planting zones in Texas, so you may want to check with a professional in your area to get an estimated date for planting.
What about water?
We understand in Texas we have a water crisis, actually, and this drought that continues is causing lots of damage. So when you think about planting, you need to understand most garden plants will be okay with watering only every 2 to 7 days in some cases. Crops that take lots of water, like sweet corn and beans, may be best to pick up at your local farmer's market.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.